Well, summer officially starts in about 2 weeks, although for many of the nation's school children, it already has. So if you're looking for a getaway, we're about to give you some ideas, some non-beach ideas. Joining us now is Evan Gott, who's managing destination editor for the Americas for Lonely Planet. Evan, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And you know, there is more to life than a beach. I enjoy time on the beach, but hey, we've got good stuff inland as well in this country.
We all love time on the beach, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, and one of the places that you think of first, I think, when you think of some of the most interesting, fun places to go are the national parks. And last year, they had a record number of visitors, 331 million. I was one of them. But is there a smaller or less visited national park that you recommend people visit this year?
Sure. Yeah. We wanted to recommend Canyonlands National Park. It's not smaller. It's actually the largest national park in Utah. It's in southern Utah. Though, you're right, it is less crowded. It gets about the quarter of the visitors that Zion National Park gets, about half of what Bryce Canyon gets. So if you've ever had that experience where you've gone out to a national park trying to seek solitude and peace, and then you get stuck in a traffic jam on the way out there, this might be a better alternative for you.
And this one is nearer to Arches National Park, right?
Right. Yeah, we recommend it. It's great for a scenic drive. It's actually where the ending of Thelma and Louise was filmed. I don't recommend that drive specifically. It's just a beautiful, beautiful landscape. The stuff that calendars and desktop backgrounds are made of.
What about your next selection, which is Harper's Ferry National Historic Park in West Virginia?
Sure. Yeah. We want to explore some of the history of West Virginia. So not just Harper's Ferry. Harper's Ferry, if you're not aware, it's this quaint, preserved 19th century small town that's probably most famous for an 1859 raid by abolitionist John Brown, who wanted to spark a slave revolt. And now while he was captured and hung, the tensions kind of bubbled into the Civil War. So it's a very important place in American history. And actually, down the line a little bit in West Virginia, if you head down to the Greenbrier Resort, Greenbrier is one of these big, huge resorts for presidents and masters of industry since the 1830s. But what caught our eye about it is actually in the 1950s, Congress made a bomb shelter there for in case there's a nuclear holocaust. So it was at President Eisenhower's idea, and it was top secret for 30 years. But now you can go visit it yourself if you want.
Wow. All right. Well, there are some cities that you wanted to talk about that get overlooked, perhaps, that people might want to visit this summer, starting with a beautiful city in Tennessee, Chattanooga.
Yeah. Have you been down to Chattanooga?
I have been to Chattanooga. And I remember as I was driving into Chattanooga over the bridge there, I felt like I was driving into San Diego.
Yes, it is a beautiful place to be. We kind of consider it the next Asheville, North Carolina, in that during the day you can go out hiking and explore the outdoors, but then come back and then have great food, great breweries. It bills itself as one of the greenest cities in the country, electric buses, bikes, pedestrian ways. And if you've ever heard the Chattanooga Choo Choo song, that's there. You can actually go to the old terminal station. It's a hotel now, and sleep in a sleeper car that's been converted into a hotel room.
Also, really cute little restaurants in the downtown area.
Oh yeah, yeah. It builds itself as an outdoor destination, but really you can make it a home base and just eat and drink your long weekends away.
What other cities are you looking at as good places to visit this summer?
Yeah, another kind of under-the-radar city maybe to visit is St. Louis, Missouri. Now, full disclosure, I'm from the area, so it's pretty close to my heart. But it is kind of having a moment now. They renovated the Arch Grounds. If you've never been, it's a beautiful monument, the Gateway Arch. And they've renovated the grounds, and they're redoing the museum that's underneath. So that's not open yet, but you can go visit the National Blues Museum,
right,
which is there on Washington Avenue. It's a great facility. Have yourself some barbecue at Bogart's, and definitely check out the City Museum. It's one of the most surreal places. It's kind of like Gaudi designing a McDonald's play place, if that makes any sort of sense at all. Definitely something that's not anywhere else.
And you can have some T-Ravs.
Tea wrap. You can have some toasted ravioli.
Toasted ravioli. So next up, you wanted us to hear about the Mississippi Blues Trail as a place to visit.
It's a trail that they established over the last decade in Mississippi, throughout this whole state, really, but mainly concentrated in the Delta, where they honor the history of blues, so influential in American music. It's kind of scattershot across the state, but they've marked out, if you go to their website, different places to visit, things that you could see, the B.B. King Museum, the Gateway to the Blues Museum, Delta Blues Museum, which is actually where you can find the cabin where Muddy Waters grew up. And then if you head over just a little bit to Tupelo, you can see the home where Elvis Presley was born.
So if we follow all of your advice, we could actually see two blues museums.
That's right. You can start in St. Louis and just take Highway 61 on down.
Or just ride down the Mississippi River if that's possible.
Yeah, sure.
That's Evan Gott, who's the managing destination editor for the Americas for Lonely Planet. And we will link you to his suggestions. And you can leave some of your own at our website, hereandnow.org. Evan, thank you.
Thank you.